This is Michael Carbone with the Truth Network. We're partnering with Bible League International on Open the Floodgates, Bibles for Africa. In many parts of countries like Kenya, Ghana, Tanzania, and Mozambique, as many as 9 out of 10 Christians are denied God's word by corrupt governments, majority religions, and poverty and remoteness. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, $500 sends 100. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. Thank you for caring.
Hello, this is Matt Slick from the Matt Slick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, welcome to Kingdom Pursuits, but first we're going to do a little Christian car guy business. We're going to get to how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom in a second. But we still have Janice from the Christian Car Guy show, where we were talking about being needy out loud. And Janice, we didn't want to not be able to talk with you this morning. So since I was doing the next show, I thought, well, I'll talk with Janice if I can. Tell us what's going on.
I have a gift of taking care of people, and I've been caregiving for years. I'm 71, and yesterday, I haven't had a car, so I reached out to one brother that was Christian, and he sent $5,000 wanting it returned, meaning, you know, get the car. And two other brothers that were very... you know, oh, you're nothing, and why don't you save? And recently I quit an agency thinking I was going to help my client roommate, and a lot of demonic stuff's happening in the house. Anyways, I got my oldest brother to take me to a car place yesterday, picked out a car, and he paid the rest, and it was like $7,000 total. I used the $5,000, and I have to pay back. And he berated me about, you know, not saving. I don't make much money at times at caregiving. Sometimes I've done. Sometimes I've worked 7 nights a week over the years, and, you know, 40 hours in the day for an agency. And right now I'm not sure where I'm going to be working through another agency, because I quit. And I said I'm back. My client, right, roommate is not, you know, needing me.
Right.
And she was a nurse for years, and
And so was there Janice, was there a particular word your brother used when he started berating you that stuck out, that stuck like a knife?
Yeah.
What was that word?
Nothing. You know, he can't believe. And I even got a Christian friend who was driving me around, and they honored her, but he said, "You are nothing, nothing."
Okay. And, you know, God has a name for you.
Yeah.
And I can assure you it's a beautiful name. I can assure you that when you hear it, because, you know, he promises in Revelation that, you know, the overcomers are going to get a beautiful name. And Satan would love to use the power of names against us. And so that word nothing is something that you may hear from a number of different people, but it's all from the same source. One enemy who hates God and he fears what you could become. Okay,
so yeah, he and my other brother that aren't saved said, you can't be with your pastor. We hate him.
I'm sure they...
And in any church. So you and I are not surprised.
Yeah, so let me pray over this quickly. And I've got a couple other pastors with me in the studio who feel free. If the Spirit leads you to say anything, pastors, by all means. But I'll start off. And Jesus, thank you for Janice and what tremendous courage she has to call in. I thank you for the calling on her life to help others and to be a service, to be your servant above self is just a beautiful, wonderful gift that as she described. Lord, I pray that you would speak clearly to her what her name is. And that she would hear what you are, that she would realize it's not what you're called, but what you answer to. Help her to answer to you and help her to break the agreement that she's nothing. She is not nothing. She is everything. And maybe that's what she is. Lord, you know, and I pray that you would help her to hear that, hear it clearly. I pray that you would help her to see that in your eyes, she is the most amazing, amazing person and doing everything for your kingdom. And I ask this in Jesus' name, pastors.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I just agree with you, Robbie. And Janice, I would just say that we would also come into agreement that the grace and the strength from God would be on your life, that you would see that because you've given up so much, it sounds like, to be able to serve others. And we can see that's not been supported by your family. And so I just thank Father for the grace and the strength that you're going to continue to walk in. So thank you for what you do.
Janice, thank you so much for having the courage to come in and to call the show. You know, it's easy for other people to attack us, and particularly when we're followers of Jesus, people like to tear us down, and Satan uses words that can be very hurtful to us. But Janice, I just want to encourage you to remember that you're not nothing. You're a child of the King. The Bible tells us that we are created in the image of God Himself. You're a child of the living God. You put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that because of that, the royal blood of heaven is flowing through your veins. And you are an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ because God has adopted you as His own child. Janice, that's not nothing. So you stand firm on the Word of God and know that your Lord loves you, and it doesn't matter what evil says or comes against you. You're a child of the King, and you have an eternity in heaven with God one day.
Amen. Thank you, Janice. Amen. God bless you so much. You. And I'm going to be praying for you throughout the week. I'll be thinking about you. God
Thank
bless
you.
Thanks for calling.
I'm not half happy until I'm caregiving.
I understand. My wife's the same way. She has that same gift. So that's awesome. I know what that's like. Have a great afternoon.
And sometimes the people are not Christians and, you know, the enemy.
All the more reason that they need a Christian caregiver, right? It's your opportunity to share what love looks like. God bless. I got to go. I'm sorry. But thank you, Janice.
Yeah.
Talk
thank
to you.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay, now, Kingdom Pursuits. How does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom? And you heard two Chris's, so this is the Chris Show. So first off, we have... You know, kind of neat. I do love it when I have somebody that's familiar with the show call me and say, Robbie, I got a guest, somebody you got to have on your show. And that's how this one happened. My friend Jack called me and said, Robbie, you got to have Pastor Lieb on with you. He is with the Dream Center of Forsyth County, works with the Agape Faith Church as well. But Pastor Chris, tell us about the Dream Center. That's apparently somebody's dream. I'm just guessing.
It was somebody's dream. You know, it came out of Isaiah 58, and you know, where God says, "This is not the fast I've called for you to feed the hungry and to clothe the naked and to bring the lonely wanderer in your house." And so, to be quite honest, I was associate pastor of the church and still am, but I was serving in youth ministry and serving with young adults, and so they asked me to go to the Dream Center, and my heart has been captured by serving in our community. And so, we're off North Patterson Avenue, been there for 20 years, and we've been primarily, giving out food and providing resources. But my heart as a pastor, as a person, is to see people be transformed. And so we're creating programs. We're doing some substance abuse. We also have family life counseling where we're helping people that are stuck in addiction, which has touched just about everybody.
Just say everybody.
I think you could. I hate to make a blanket statement, dude, but
I can assure you, it's part of our condition. Yeah.
And that is so. And in the church, we know that people are so ashamed.
Yeah. And so. Well, we have Pastor Chris Hughes also with Citizens for, what is it? All right. So we've got him and we've got the riddles and the jokes. So don't go anywhere because we're going to be right back with more Kingdom Pursuit. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we are so blessed to have with us Pastor Chris Hughes with the Christian, well, soon to be the Christian Perspective, we're hoping, and Citizens for America Foundation, and Pastor Lieb with the Dream Center of Forsyth County. But Citizens for America Foundation, what's that, Chris?
Robbie, thank you so much for having me here today. And I love your show because you take what people have as a passion and show that God really has given all of us a calling, no matter how crazy it may be. And for me, it's crazy because it's politics and public policy. And most people shy away, you know, when you talk about that. But Robbie, when you look at our society today, there's a lot going on in our culture that really needs to change and turn back to Jesus Christ. And for our listeners, as followers of Jesus Christ, you need to have a biblical worldview. And a worldview is just how we see the things around us, how we interact. And really, as Christians, everything we do should be through the lens of God's Word and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we're doing at the Citizens for America Foundation is we are trying to influence the culture for Jesus, and we're doing that through education for Christians and also trying to affect public policy.
Well, there you go. So, and you can hear through his voice and presentation that this sounds like a radio guy. And so
he has a good radio voice.
He does. So part of the reason that he's here is to think about radio. But you knew I was getting to the riddles, didn't you, Bethan? So
did I ever.
Oh, well, you know, with the Dream Center, I couldn't leave that alone. So speaking of dreams, you're going to like this. I had a dream that the whole ocean was filled with orange soda.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it turned out it was a fantasy.
Fantasy.
Yeah, can you picture it? And later on, I had a dream, you know, that I was a technician who fixed wrecked cars, not unlike Jerry, right? Hmm. It was sort of an auto body experience.
Auto body. Oh, look, the Chris's are laughing.
Oh, yeah, I can hear the Chris's. They're not exactly falling on the floor
yet.
We're getting there. So the last one is actually my favorite. It's a little off color, but you know that's just the way I like it sometimes. So,
like your C's.
Yes, here we go. So I got my dream job at a guillotine factory.
Guillotine?
I did. I got my dream job at the guillotine factory, and I'll be heading there shortly.
These are very funny.
Yes, there you go. And so you knew that at the end of those, I would actually have a riddle. And oh, do we have a riddle for you today? And we got prizes to go with it. Oh, my goodness. So whose dream in the Bible told him he would be heading there shortly? Whose dream in the Bible told him he would be heading there shortly? 866-348-7884. You can call in if you got that. And if they guess it, Beth Ann, tell them what they win.
Oh, my gosh, Robbie. This makes my head spin. Well, yours is beheaded. It is a $25 Visa prepaid gift card.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, spend it wherever you like, however you like.
A prepaid gift card, $25.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Brought to you by the Dream Center of Forsyth County.
So it's a dream come true.
It is a dream for some lucky caller. 866-348-7884. All you got to do is tell us, and they might know that no one's ever been wrong in the history of Kingdom Pursuits.
Not anyone. Nothing.
So whose dream in the Bible told him he would be heading there shortly? 866-348-7884. So getting back to the Dream Center, have you been there for 20 years?
No. I've only been down there since the spring of 2019. And so, no, I just took over the Dream Center at the beginning of that year and really just didn't realize how much my heart would be, how much my heart was into what we're doing right there. It's just my passion. So this is perfect for me to be able to be on here to talk about this.
It really is. And the thing that shocked my friend and the reason why I think part of the reason he wanted to get you on was he said, Robbie, most this is the best keep secret in Forsyth County.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, oh my goodness, here's this huge place that's providing for all these needs and nobody knows about it. And so what an opportunity to get the word out that there's some dreams being fulfilled and with people that have needs.
Yeah.
They're at the Dream Center. And so again, somebody's out there right now and they're needy out loud. They're like, man, I like Janice was just talking about where I don't have food.
Yeah.
Or I don't have clothes. Mm-hmm. Well, what do they need to do?
Well, we have regular set hours every week for our food distribution. It's a Tuesday and Thursday from 9 to 12 or Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 6. And so I would encourage anybody that needs food. And, you know, there's a stigma. People, they don't want to ask for help. And so one of the things I always encourage our team about and when we pray before we open is to make sure we treat everybody with dignity because all of us at some point in life are going to need some kind of help. And so sometimes it's just a little help just to get us through. And so if anybody needs food or clothes, either one, they could contact the Dream Center. We would love to be able to provide
that. It's interesting you mention that because I, for years, have had the Jesus Labor Love where we help single moms and widows, families in crisis with mm-hmm. car repair, part of the Christian Car Guy show. And often, you know, hurting people hurt people. And yep. so they're short on the phone. They sometimes have attitude. You know, that's the only best way. And I used to tell all my volunteers, just get ready because you feel like you're doing these people a favor, but they don't feel that way at all. I mean, that isn't the response. Mm-hmm. I said, it's an interesting thing that God gave me early on that if you'll pray with them almost immediately, like within the first sentence or two of the discussion that you're having with them, and this is the prayer that God gave me, and it's just amazingly powerful. All I said was, I still say, if I'm talking to one, is God, thank you so much for Melinda and for her courage to ask for help. It means so much to actually have an opportunity to help Melinda, and I'm so grateful for that honor to help her, and I pray that you'd meet her need. And please show us a way that you get the glory for this, that people know this isn't anything that we did, but it's something, Lord, that you did and that you get the credit for it. In Jesus' name I pray. And wow, watch what happens to the applicant. They melt.
Yeah.
I mean, so because they feel God. Yeah. And when they do, it's like, oh, yeah. And so I don't mean to give a biblical Hebrew lesson, but it just hits me, so I'm going to do it anyway. So in Hebrew, there's a relationship between the third and fourth letters. The third letter is called a gimel, and the fourth letter is called a daled. Well, the gimel looks like a foot, if you were to ever see one. And the reason it looks like a foot is because it is the rich man, and it is running after the daled, which is the poor man, which is the fourth letter. Okay? But the daled has got its back to the gimel on purpose because you don't want to embarrass the daled by running after it and, you know, whatever. But you see, the daled is running after, I mean, the gimel is running after the daled to give back what has been stolen. Not something that not charity, but given back, like we heard Janice just what, right? Mm-hmm. Satan's trying to steal her actual identity
right.
into being this beautiful person, into being nothing. And so by us running back, whatever rich person which would run back and give that to her, you're giving her back what was stolen from her. And in doing so, you bless, by the daled receiving it, by the poor person receiving what you're offering, you're blessing the person that's giving it 10 times. So if you don't receive what that person's giving you, you literally are robbing them of a blessing.
That's right.
And it's a beautiful little lesson from the Gimel and the Dalit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go on all that, but it is a good, which is exactly in its own way, from my perspective, what you're doing by sharing what, you know, public policy, because believe me, there's a lot that people are trying to steal from us right now in the way of public policy.
That's exactly right, Robbie. But a lot of it happens because we're not educated. A lot of Christians, so if you're a good church-attending Christian, according to studies put out by Barna and his agency, you might go to church once a month. So if you're only going to church once a month and you don't read the Bible every day and spend time with the Lord and learn, the only thing you're hearing is from a pastor for maybe 30 to 45 minutes, maybe, on a Sunday, and that's all you're getting. Well, another survey that was done just last year found that 90% of pastors never address the issues that we call political issues, such as abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, divorce. Those issues are not political issues, but preachers are calling them that and not addressing them. Those are issues of sin. It's an issue of the heart. And because people are not educated, Christians don't know how to respond in society. So that's a big part of what we're trying to do, is provide education. But a huge issue, Robbie, is on college campuses across the country. So what we're planning to do right now in the fall is roll out a Christian social conservative public policy opportunity for students across campuses in the nation. You might be familiar with Charlie Kirk. Charlie's on Fox News a lot. He's formed an organization called Turning Point USA, or TPUSA. They're a great organization. They meet a need, but they are not really a home for social conservative Christians. And on these college campuses, I want to tell you, you're talking about people robbing the blessing. Kids on campus are scared to death to take a stand for Jesus Christ because their professors punish them with their grades. Their friends have what they call cancel culture. So we're trying to meet a need specifically and to educate and train Christian students across the nation starting this fall.
The American Citizens for America Foundation, that's the name of it. And we have Ramona is in Walnut Cove, who has an answer for us. Ramona, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I was tempted to call you earlier, but those needy people that called you, they were such a blessing.
Weren't they?
I'm so glad I didn't call. But anyway, my answer is Joseph. When he was in the prison, he told baker.
You know, that's a great answer. Absolutely. You're a winner. There's no doubt about that, Ramona, that Joseph was the one who interpreted it, right? The dream. And so we got to run to a break. Thank you for calling in, Ramona. That's so sweet. And we got more Kingdom Pursuits. If you got another answer. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we're so excited to have with us Pastor Chris Hughes with the Citizens for America Foundation and Pastor Chris Lieb with the Dream Center of Forsyth County, and they're going to be talking with us more here in a minute. But next up, we got Amy Cabo with The Cure. And Amy, you got a big show lined up for us today, right?
Yes. Today is going to be a really good day. We have Donna Michaels, and she's a Navy veteran. I'm very grateful for her service. And she's been 20 years in law enforcement, protecting the community. She just retired yesterday, and she's coming clean about PTSD, how we can always triumph over trials.
Yeah, and Amy, there's a lot of us with PTSD, right?
Yes. I, for one, am one.
Yeah, I know. I know, and me too. You know, there's trauma. Is any point in your life where you thought you might die? And so this is going to be really helpful. It's a live show. You can call in with your story. She's going to be on at 1 o'clock today. You don't want to miss The Cure with Amy Cabo and her sidekick, Boris. Just a delight to be on the air with him anytime I get a chance. Thanks, Amy. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Robbie. God bless, and feel free to call.
I will. I look forward to it. Today at 1 on the Truth Network. So, Pastor, as you got there, and then you're working at the Dream Center for Scythe County, obviously they're meeting needs for food and other things. Shortly after you got there, I have just having been around you a couple times,
mm-hmm.
I have a sense that, like, oh, at one point in time you went, oh, God, this is why you brought me here.
Yeah.
Do you have a story like that of a family or something that happened that you just kind of took your breath?
I do have one story of a we started this program called Evolve, and part of what we're getting into is mentorship or coaching, you know, just helping people through life. You know, we've got the counseling and the other stuff, but we've started a program, and it's in its infancy, but it's called Evolve. But I had a young lady that called me. I was over Benevolence, and she was in the hospital getting ready to have her second child, and her boyfriend had her first child, and he had some mental challenges. He was bipolar. Her car was going to be evicted
repossessed.
Yeah, her car was going to be repossessed, and then as soon as she got left the hospital, they were facing eviction. So this is her circumstances, and so at first you think, oh, how can I help you? I mean, you know what? Because many times I don't even have the answer, but I was like, but you know, God's got an answer for you. And so we prayed with her, and what Evolve does is it connects a person like that needs support. They need somebody to kind of help them make some wise decisions, because it can be tough crawling out of those seasons. And so we had already been working on this program called Evolve, and so I put her with a mentor. And so fast forward a year, you know, she's out of that relationship. She's got her own apartment. She's working. She's got herself back steady. She's got a car. I didn't mention this. Her car payment was $760.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Mm. Well, at first she didn't tell me a month. She said, my car payment's $165 a week. I grabbed a calculator and I said, do you know how much that is? And I think she said, well, it's about $350. I said, no, dear, it's way more than that. I said, what kind of car is this? And it was like a 2009 Ford Focus. And so people get taken advantage of. And so that's
by car dealers of all people.
Well, and by everybody that can take advantage of somebody else. So it's helping people like that, you know, I want to mention this really quickly. I don't mean to take up all this time, but I just ministered this the other day, and it's in a Passion translation, and I think it's Psalms 130 verse 7. And into that says that God has 1,000 ways to set you free. And that's in the Passion translation. It doesn't say that. In the New King James, it says he has abundant redemption. And that has just stuck to my heart, because all of us feel stuck, you know, at certain places in life, but God has 1,000 ways to set you free.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Sometimes I cry telling it to people.
No, I can see why.
Yeah.
Because there really are. And, you know, I've so often have run into that with the Jesus labor of this love, the same kind of thing. Like, man, I might as well have a Dixie cup and try to go empty the ocean as try to help this person. Yeah. It seems like there's so much going on. But as you just go, okay, God, clearly we have a divine appointment here. Clearly you want me to do something. So all I know to do, and it's almost like, okay, you're my only answer, so I guess I better pray. Because I can't fix this one.
Right.
And it's almost like he puts us there on purpose so he can show us he does have 1,000 ways. That is so amazing. Yeah. That is just a great story, Pastor. Chris, are there 1,000 ways that that he's been helping you out? Because I imagine if I was sitting in your shoes with public policy right this very minute, I'd feel like I had a Dixie cup in a big old ocean.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on, you know, in our nation right now, as traditional family marriage is being destroyed. And as I mentioned, cancel culture, you know, with COVID, there are a lot of things going on in churches right now. There are still a lot of churches who are not meeting across the nation, or just like businesses have gone out of business. There are many churches who, you know, have not opened doors, or that will never open doors. I was in a meeting last week, a good friend of mine, Pastor Rob McCoy, he is in California, and Rob's a pastor of a Calvary Chapel church out there, and he was the mayor of his town. So here's a pastor who ran for public office, and boy, I'm so proud of him. He's a hero, because I mean, why shouldn't pastors run for office? You have a platform already in your community. You have people that love you. Sometimes you're a good public speaker, you know, and you should know how to address the issues and love on people. And Rob became the mayor of his town, and then COVID hit, and his church got shut down, and the government came in and said, we're going to put you in jail. His lawyer said, Rob, you need to be prepared. You're going to lose everything that you've got. You're going to end up in jail. They threatened, the state of California threatened to fine the first 1,000 people that showed up at his church on Sunday morning. But Rob and Chris, God works in such a great way because we're all the body of Christ. So on that Sunday morning when they said, we're going to meet, even though you've ordered us not to meet because it's not the state that tells us what's to do. The Bible clearly tells us that we are to gather as a body of believers on a Sunday morning. And on that Sunday morning, the press had said they were going to find the first 1,000 people to try to scare people from coming. And what happened is people from 3 or 4 hours away drove to his church and nearly 1,000 people circled his church and held hands and prayed while the members of that church went inside, and the people outside said, we will take the 1,000 fines. You take a stand for Jesus. And that's what we're facing. Just like you're talking about, there, it seems like it's overwhelming right now, but there are ways to help and getting involved in public policy, electing godly men and women to serve in public office. You know, God created us in his image. And then he told us we had dominion over this earth. And we have forfeited that dominion as a church in the United States of America today. And it's time for us to get engaged, to register voters, to become educated, and turn out and vote.
I actually have my own, I don't even know how to put it because I don't want to throw stones because I don't know what it's like to, you know, for other people. But I do know the church that I belong to, and I teach special needs. And so with special needs people, we do a Zoom class. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them can't attend.
Right.
And we've been doing this for over a year. Right? And they're saying, well, maybe we'll be able to get back together in June. Maybe. And I'm like, Walmart figured this stuff out a year ago, okay? Whatever we need to do to make sure that we're safe to do whatever, people go to Walmart, people go into a grocery store, people go into restaurants all over the place. How in the world? How in the world can my class not meet?
Yeah.
I mean, and I
strip clubs, casinos are all considered essential, but the Church of Jesus Christ can't meet.
Yeah.
And I'm not attacking people. I mean, COVID is a real sickness out there, and you've got to do what you feel you're comfortable with. But God told us to meet. And if these other, like you're saying, if they can meet, why can't the body of Christ? And it also depends a lot on the state that you live in and the type of elected officials and whether they're legislating and serving from a biblical worldview. I mean, I just recently went to Florida. Goodness, it's like nothing ever happened down there. People meet, they gather. It's a great place.
Yeah.
So we got a Dixie cup, but fortunately God has 1,000 ways to help us. We got a little more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Pastor Chris found a way to burst my day. But anyway, we'll be back with so much more. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion. And you can hear my friends today, Chris Hughes and Chris Lee, both are very passionate. One with the Citizens for America Foundation and the Dream Center for Scythe County, which, by the way, if you want to know more about the Dream Center for Scythe County, you can go to kingdompursuits.com. You can find it there. Or I just Googled the Dream Center for Scythe County, and all the information comes up. Unfortunately, this last segment is a little bit shorter than our other two. So, Pastor Lee, what did you want to make sure you got said today that you haven't had a chance to say?
I just want to mention this that because there are so many people that are stuck in situations where they feel like they can't get free. And we're starting Celebrate Recovery this next Tuesday, the 11th. And it'll be every Tuesday night. We'll serve a meal at 6 o'clock. Then we'll have a service with worship. And I believe that there's going to be so much transformation. I'll use that word, but and then they'll break up into small groups. And so, if anybody's listening to this and you're stuck, it doesn't have to be an alcohol or drug. It could be pornography. It could be an eating addiction. It could be anything that you feel like you can't escape from. I'm going to tell you what. Jehovah Mephalti. I just learned that this week. That's my God. My God, the Deliverer. Our God is a deliverer, so I just wanted to mention that.
He really is, and I can tell you, I have so many friends that have come through Celebrate Recovery. The testimonies would just, you know, bring some amazing tears of mind, how God brings people through this. So the fact that this is going to be available, again, you can go to the Dream Center. You've got something, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you can meet within a bunch of people that love on you.
Yeah.
That do not in any way, shape, or form see anything to throw a stone at, because, well, you know, when Jesus is there, you have no accusers, right? That's what it was. I mean, with the woman caught in adultery, there are no accusers. And quite honestly, everybody standing there that may have a stone, like the ones in Jerusalem that day, they're just as addicted to something else. I mean, it's just part of what it is. And so as we help others, they help us. And you know, it's not them, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. So, Pastor Hughes, what did you want to get said today that you maybe didn't get a chance?
Well, Robbie, I just want to thank you for letting me be here today and share with your listeners across the nation. And I want to just challenge you out there. If you'd like to learn more about how you can impact the culture for Jesus Christ, we'd like to show you how to do that. The biggest part of what we do is provide education so you can know what does the Bible say about homosexuality, same-sex marriage, transgenderism, or a variety of other issues that are out there in the culture today. And if you'd like to know what God says about that, not what Chris says, but what does God say? We'd like to help train you and give you information free of charge to help you out. And maybe you're listening and you say, man, this is a cause that I'd like to help out. Maybe you'd like to help out financially or volunteer. Contact us and let us know, because we'd love to have you on our team. Again, it's called the Citizens for America Foundation, and we're here to impact the culture for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Citizens for America Foundation.
That's correct.
Right. So, as a foundation, it sounds like you got resources, right?
Well, we need more.
I wondered about that. So, for those who, you know, feel led, right, they can obviously go to Citizens for America Foundation, and that would be a great place to see how you can. I mean, one of the huge resources I'm sure they need is prayer.
Yes.
You know, just like the Dream Center needs prayer, and we all do. I just think it's so cool that God called you, and since obviously we've got another minute, I'm very curious for you, Chris Hughes. I know God's put it on your heart to start a radio program. You've been talking to Stu about that. It's called The Christian Perspective. So what is God kind of putting on your heart there?
Well, again, that's culture related, Robbie, and The Christian Perspective with Chris Hughes is a program where people can come and learn what I just said. What does the Bible say about these issues? And really, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. What does God say? And God addresses all the issues of our culture. So we're hoping to partner with Truth Radio Network to provide this avenue where listeners can come on and learn what God says from a biblical worldview and a Christian perspective of how we should live our lives.
Right, right. That's amazing. So we're excited to see what God may have for this possible new radio show, The Christian Perspective with Chris Hughes. And then, Pastor Leap, as you see, you know, what is your dream for the Dream Center?
To see families put back together. Honestly, that is the core of what all the programs that we're looking at. And I think that's what my brother Chris here is trying to do. He's just doing it from a different angle.
Right.
You know, God is bringing all these resources together. And this is, in my mind, this is what I see, is like we're a big net. And the net is closing in. And I believe there's going to be a big harvest. And I think we believe that. And I don't know what it looks like.
That's the end of Malachi, right? Where it says he's going to return the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers.
Amen. And so I'm just doing my part. it's moving. And so I'm thankful for Chris and what he's doing. I'm thankful for you and what you're doing.
Oh, God is good, and He keeps bringing in thousands of ways.
That's right.
It's amazing stuff. So, thank you guys so much for being on with us today. Again, you can find out more at Citizens for America Foundation or the Dream Center for Forsyth County. Now, stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you. Oh, my goodness. Encouraging Prayer with James Banks. That's so exciting. It's coming up next, followed by Masculine Journey. Starts here now at 12 o'clock if you're in the Winston-Salem area. And then Nikita Koloff, It's Time to Man Up with the man himself, Nikita Koloff, coming up at 12:30. Don't miss it. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.